anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
Here at Exxon, we hate your children. We all know the climate crisis will rip their world apart, but we don't care because it's making us rich. That's right. Every year, Congress gives the fossil fuel industry over $10 billion in subsidies. That's your tax dollars lining our pockets. Making a fortune destroying your kids' future? At Exxon, that's what we call good business. ExxonHateYourChildren.com.
Angela Pamela is rubbish. uranium nanaga uranium wana mga mina mara mara nanda kana ka e homa pa no nanga minge lama echa menjarai la mana uranium nanaga
from what leave it one day Angela Pamela it's rubbish don't dig it.
Good evening, welcome to Subversion 1312. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. The time is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. My name is Linda. Tonight we're joined, I'm joined in the studio by Max.
Hello.
And Mies.
Oh, hello.
And Mark is taking a break. Doing some research, and we'll be back next week. That song "We Are" by the Super Raylene Brothers is actually a song that was produced with the voices, with the singing as well of different Aboriginal languages around Alice Springs, because the Angela Pamela is a uranium deposit which the government or has approved for uranium mining, but it hasn't happened yet. So that song was written to help get the word out there about that potential uranium mine.
What can we do to stop that?
Well, it hasn't started yet.
But to make sure it doesn't.
Just search for Angela Pamela Super Raylene Brothers on the internet, anti-nuclear sites, anti-nuclear Australian, Australian free, anti-Australian nuclear free.
Okay.
Site. Yeah. And then
thanks.
You can find
I'll
out.
I'll have a look.
Yeah. There's lots. And there's those nuclear free site maps of Australia. Probably was on a while ago. I was wearing a shirt that had a map of Australia of nuclear sites.
Oh.
Which is a great segue into.
Yes, I was just going to say, now that you mention your shirt, Linda, tell us about your shirt tonight.
My shirt tonight is a Monkey Mark shirt. Monkey Mark is a DJ and producer, most well known for being in Combat Wombat, the activist anarchist band. He spent a lot of time traveling around, going to different protest sites. Probably, maybe right at the beginning was sort of like Jabiluka, but also Woomera and the Beverley uranium mine in South Australia and other places, mm-hmm. including the Tasmania, the anti-logging in Tasmania. He also does workshops with Indigenous youth and has done some recently in Western Australia. He put
awesome.
Out an album called As the Market Crashed in 2010, and we had the Queensland launch of that album, the Brisbane launch, here in the Triple Z car park.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and also screened the premiere of a movie called Copyright Criminals, about copyright.
Cool.
And hip-hop music. So right now we're going to hear a song from Monkey Mark. It's called Emergency. You're on 4ZZZ.
interest of lending institutions to protect shareholders' equity, myself especially, are in a state of shock and disbelief. Precisely the reason I was shocked, because I've been going for 40 years or more with very considerable evidence that it was working exceptionally well.
It's time to get into some anarchy for tonight. And first of all, I wanted to mention an update that we have about the ZAD in France. And last week we did the interview with John Jordan from that area, and he was giving us a great lowdown on everything, a rundown on it, and you can hear that interview at subversion1312.tk, and it's called La ZAD Reclaiming the Commons, and you can listen to that podcast. And the May 14 was the date that was expected to be the next offensive and eviction of people from that area in Western France. And I talked to John today, and he said that it looks like Thursday, which is the 17th, I believe. Okay. So to keep up to date with that, you can go to ZAD.NADIR, and also on Twitter, hashtag ZAD. On Facebook, you could look at our Facebook page, which is Subversion 1312. Also, enough is enough.org. There's coming up is some anarchist forums, which are film screenings and forums, and they're being held at the Brisbane Square Library. And Barbara Hart, who we often have on the show talking about different anarchist things, is organising those screenings. So the first one is this Sunday, and it's from 3 till 4 p.m. No, hang on, 1 till 4 p.m. And it's at the ground floor community room at the Brisbane Square Library on George Street. And then the next weekend there is also one, I think. I'll check that out. And the films showing are Learning to Resist, and that's Student Resisting the Neoliberal Reforms, Long Live the Oaxaca Commune, which is the Radical Mexican Teachers Union, and Vary Me, which is about factory workers and self-management in Greece. And then from 2:30 till 4, there's the sci-fi, feminist sci-fi, Born in Flames, or Bomb in Flames. Now, talking about Barbara, a while ago we did an interview with Barbara. We talked about the book, The Dispossessed. And also in that interview, we talked about anarchism in Brisbane. And we've got the last part of that interview now to listen to. There's an uprising in France at the moment. It got me thinking again of this theory that I have, is that where there's greater concentrations of population, it's more likely that there's going to be resistance movements.
Well, that's right. Australia is dominated by outlying, you know, by big suburban sprawl, which makes things more difficult. But I've noticed that the places where there is a lot of rebellion, like France, Spain, Greece, Mexico, they are all places where during the 20th century or even the 19th century there were uprisings, big uprisings. You know, like France, May 68, which is now the 50th anniversary coming up. There was a big student upheaval in the 70s that got rid of the military dictatorship in Greece. Spain, of course, had the Spanish Civil War. Mexico had the Zapata uprising in the early part of the 20th century, and now it's got in the 70s the modern Zapatista movement, and also in this century it had the Oaxaca Commune, where the teachers union had an uprising and took over the town basically. So it's in these places, and things are still happening in that province of Mexico, you know. So I think where there's a tradition is very important. So that's why it's important for people to keep doing things, even when it seems like it's a really dry period, activist-wise, because it all builds up. You know, it's sort of like it's like a well. You know, like if you've got no water in the bottom of the well, it's going to be harder to get water up. You know, if anything I can think of, but you know what I mean. But if it's a little bit there, at least it can sort of like, yeah. So like it's I think that's also too where people have done things in the past, it enriches a whole tradition.
That was Barbara Hart talking about anarchism in Brisbane and the possibilities for the future. The whole interview is podcast on subversion1312.tk, including transcripts. And thanks to Max for helping with the transcripts.
Thanks,
no
Max.
Worries.
Yeah.
Glad to help.
And The film screenings, they're going to be on Saturday and Sunday. So we mentioned Sunday. So secondly, as Sir Joe Bjorke-Peterson used to say, secondly, there's the films on Sunday, but firstly, there's the films on Saturday, as you would expect, in a linear order. So on Saturday, between 1 and 2, there's a film called Deserters, which is an anti-Gulf War road movie.
Joe Bjorke-Peterson would have loved that.
Secondly, and then between 2:30 and 4 p.m., there's Libertarians, which is a drama following a group of anarchist women during the Spanish Civil War. And now I've realized another mistake I've made. And
that can't be right.
That is that the Saturday films are next week.
Maybe we should put these details somewhere as well so people can find them.
You know, calendars and time were invented for slaves, so I try not to take too much notice of them. So on Sunday, May the 20th, which by my dodgy calculations is this week, between 1 and 3, there's the Anarchist Forum presenting the films Learning to Resist, the one about Mexico, and the one about Greece, and the feminist sci-fi. And then the next week, on the Saturday, at the Theatrette in the Brisbane Square Library, George Street, Brisbane, is a film called Deserters, Libertarians, as I mentioned. And for more info, you can email workershistoricalsociety@gmail.com. So get along this weekend, which is on the Sunday, the Brisbane Square Library in Brisbane. Time for us to keep going with some more music now. I'm going to play a song from the Tiny House Warriors compilation, which we mentioned a few weeks ago. It is a fundraiser for stopping pipelines in so-called Canada unceded Indigenous land. This one is called Lightwork, and it's by the Star Captains. And I think this maybe leads into our next topic, which is about Louise Hayes and
pseudo... mean Louise Hay.
Oh, yeah. That's... bam. And...
kaboom.
Pseudoscience. Diggity. Bullshit.
The record spins in the back room, sipping on some new ideas. Hey, I'm channeling all this heartache, making sense out of all these tears. I'm not gonna leave until I'm done having some kind of good effect. Shadows in the night will never come between me and this good intent. Work. Never come.
That was Star Captains and Light Work. And that may not have actually been about the concept of light work, but I thought maybe it might be. So I thought just the name leads on to my latest research, which is about Louise Hay and Christian Science Woo. Last night, Mark gave me a copy of a Louise Hay book because I wanted to find enlightenment and clarity, which some might think is a bit of New Age woo too, but my enlightenment and clarity is completely punk. Like everyone's mum, mine had Louise Hay books.
Mine too.
Like most feel-good things people give me, I ruin them with Annika's critical thinking. This caused some late-night controversy with the 1312 crew, and tensions are rising in the studio as we speak. I opened the chapter on relationships and read that the relationships we have with others and inanimate objects are reflections of relationships we have with ourselves and our parents. So yeah, this may be a little bit, yeah. But the real woo appeared when I read that if I have a workmate who is a dickhead, it's because I attracted that into my life. Because I think all cops are bastards, I should look within. And it's because I have a belief that all cops are bastards that they are bastards. All cops are bastards, but not because I think they are, but because they are the armed wing of the state and think they are above the law. They blindly enforce laws which were written to oppress poor people, such as laws against feeding the homeless, and we'll have Bad Cop No Donut coming up soon. So since I'm an anarchist and hate everything, I set out to ruin Louise Hay. But of course, she was already ruined. And she did that herself for people that wanted to look into it that way. I typed Louise Hay into a search engine and added critique, a word I frequently add if I think something is a bit whack. Louise Hay promoted the dangerous idea that you could cure any dis-ease. Disease. See what she did there? One can cure any disease, or by extension anything, any problem one has, through positive thinking. I came across an article called Louise Hay is a Dangerous Quack. There's a number of claims in this article which I have independently verified through a double-blind independent peer-reviewed study, which is more than can be said about Hay's claims. Louise Hay's idea came from a fanatical Christian Science cult. She was a religious science practitioner, not qualified to instruct people on how to heal serious diseases such as cancer. She actually claims to have cured her own incurable cervical cancer with forgiveness, coupled with therapy, nutrition, reflexology, and the occasional colonic enemas. People question whether or not she actually had cancer. When asked if her treating doctors could speak to her miracle recovery, she claimed they had all died. The cause of her cancer? She concluded that its cause was her unwillingness to let go of resentment over her childhood abuse and rape. Although spruiking the cure for all maladies, she had a facelift. One affirmation she could have tried is, as I grow older, my face will look younger. In her book Heal Your Body A to Z, Hayes claimed one could cure every imaginable illness through positive thinking. She made millions telling others that they can use thoughts to cure conditions like leprosy, AIDS, cancer, seizures, strokes, and even being comatose. An interesting article I came across discusses Hay's effect on victims of the AIDS epidemic during the 80s. The take-home message of her metaphysical pseudoscience is that people who suffer have brought it upon themselves. This quote I like. To these degenerate people, Louise Hay offered open, if judgmental, arms, emotional group encounters known as hayrides, teddy bears to cuddle, mirrors in which you could affirm your worth no matter how bad your Kapopsi's sarcoma lesions, a similar croom of silence, science and spirituality nutty notions. Certainly, some people found in hay the support, recognition, and nurture that they couldn't find elsewhere. But others were wounded by hay's subversively pernicious judgment, rooted as it was in a tragically fatuous view of the body that made the medieval science of humours look like third-year Harvard Medical School. The last thing people with AIDS needed to hear was that they had caused their own illness. Some of Hay's disciples, believing that they had failed to follow her dicta well enough, died ashamed, disempowered, and betrayed. Many AIDS survivors and caregivers have testified to the tragic personal cost of Hay's philosophy, and that some have called her brutal dismissal of actual people with AIDS, including the poor and people of colour, as well as her willingness to profit personally through the pain of the sick, the physically unsettled and terminally ill. Activist and filmmaker Peter Fitzgerald saw in Hay action with his desperately ill comrades. After her death, he said, "I understand that she provided hope at very dark times to a great many people. I also know all too well that her clay feet were deeply mired in the guilt of being an AIDS profiteer, a lawyer, a disloyal friend, and purveyor of false hope." Namaste, bitch. Namaste, bitch is my new favourite term. I couldn't find any references to an anarchist critique per se of self-help, but I found something on Crime Think, which is about self-care in the activist community, and a text on anarchism and psychology in the Anarchist Library. And if you go to our website, which I've mentioned many times tonight, subversion1312.tk, you'll be able to find that whole writing text and also the links there as well. We're going to hear now a song by Gerald Keeney and the Gerald Keeneys.
I was hoping to hear a song by Louise Hay.
I don't think she made really good music.
That would be something for sure.
Well, there'd be some sort of recorded thing, yeah. This song is called No Guru, and I think the name is very appropriate. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Yeah. How can we imagine a world beyond prisons and police, borders and surveillance?
Rust Belt Abolition Radio is an abolitionist media and movement building project based in Detroit, Michigan.
Each monthly episode amplifies the voices of those impacted by mass incarceration and explores ongoing work in the movement to abolish the carceral state and racial capitalism.
Tune in to Rust Belt Abolition Radio here on the Channel Zero Network and visit www.rustbeltradio.org to learn more.
that time of the week where we discuss police brutality and misdemeanors. I'm going to be first off the bat. A Queensland police officer jailed for fatally punching his baby son is yet to be sacked. A police officer who has been jailed for killing his baby son with a single punch is still a serving member of the Queensland Police Force Service. Colin David Randall was suspended when he was charged 2 years ago, but cannot be discharged or dismissed from the QPS until a formal process takes place. The Queensland Police Union says it regards Randall's offence as the most serious of crimes, and it would not represent him in any proceedings. Union spokesperson Ian Leavers defended the process to discharge an officer, saying criminal proceedings must be dealt with before employment could be terminated. So you think that by now they could be terminated. So he says that it's a serious crime, as he said, and that he was not represented by the CPU, but he has no doubt that the Queensland Police Service will act very swiftly. He was sentenced. Randall was sentenced to 9 years in jail on Friday. He cannot apply for parole until he has served 5 years. Randall forcefully punched the defenseless 10-week-old baby so hard it caused fatal abdominal injuries in an attack at the family home at Victoria Point on Brisbane's Bayside in 2014. Justice Peter David says Randall lied for 4 years about what happened, claiming the injuries were the result of CPR.
Oh, God. Shocking. So disturbing.
In airports, the Australian Federal Police will be able to ask anybody for ID and eject them from the airport if Malcolm Turnbull and Peter Dutton and current government get their way. In a 2018 budget announcement that will also see the introduction of advanced x-ray and body scanning machines across the country. It's supposed to be for dangerous times, and that recent terror attacks in Indonesia, a reminder that the threat still exists. Under existing laws, police can only demand ID if they have reasonable grounds to suspect somebody is involved in criminal activity. Peter Dutton said the fact that there's certain conditions that need to be met at the moment before police can ask for that identification is an absurdity. Basically, fuck Peter Dutton, I guess. Yeah.
I was about to say, basically, Peter Dutton is a cunt.
Mm.
And that's, like, not the least of the evil things that Peter Dutton has done. The latest thing I've read is that a mother and child who are in refugees who had been on Nauru were in Taipei because they were suffering severe psychological problems, and the ABF, Australian Border Force, have gone there and physically taken them back to Nauru despite medical advice that they shouldn't go back to Nauru, especially the child. And they were traveled to the airport in separate vans with four officers in each van. It's just this real intimidation stuff. And yeah, ABF officers are kind of like police officers. Have we got another story?
In Perth, there is currently a court trial. A former ward of the state, the trial of Martin James Cooper, a 66-year-old man who molested 9 children in the late 70s and 80s, possibly more. He was running a hostel as a hostel parent, and well, one of the victims, who cannot be named to protect his identity, had recently arrived there. Within 2 days, he was being sexually harassed and indecently assaulted by this man, including being rubbed by with petrol against his will and being given alcohol and drugs, and he was only 15 at the time. When he tried to complain to the welfare officer, he was slapped and told to stop causing trouble. So he took the matter to the local police station, where a detective promptly assaulted him as well and threw him to the curb, causing him to bleed from his head, while calling him a welfare child who's just trying to cause trouble. So
sounds like a badge of honor to me.
Absolutely. Just if you needed any more reminding that the police are a bunch of fuckers, there you go.
So that's bad cop, no donut for this week. We're going to go to a song now. It's by Happy Happy. Happy Happy.
Oh, God.
We all learn how to swim, and it's from the Punks Against Trump compilation.
This one's for Shelby and her girlfriend. Hope you're doing all right. This one's for Katie and Adam. Hope you got some sleep last night. This one's for Anna and Nat. This one's for Kendall and Steven. This one's for Chasen and Chloe. Anyone who needs something to believe in. I know you're scared, cause I'm scared too. The tears are filling up the living room. Stick together and I swear we all will learn how to swim. I want you to know, don't be afraid. I'll thrust out my arms to keep the crowds at bay. You didn't know how much everyone wanted to hurt you. This one's for Gracie and Kaz. I hope you invite me to your wedding. I know that you don't know me well, but your love, it makes me happy. And this one's for Taos and Michaela. Still wish you happy birthday. This one's for Amy and Nick. You know I find your love inspiring. I know you're sad, cause I'm sad too. The tears are filling up the living room. Stick together and I swear we'll all learn how to swim. I want you to know that I still love you. Head in my hands and I'm still thinking of you. I didn't know how much everyone wanted to hurt you. This one's for me and my sisters. This one's for Vina, how I miss her. I want you to know I drank 4 beers before I called. Well, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. So we couldn't see you. I'd do anything to stand strong, stand together.
Too busy trying to survive capitalism's daily grind to get caught up on the latest anarchist news? Or maybe you're so wrapped up in your own organizing that it's hard to make time to hear about other liberatory struggles. This Rebel Girl has got you covered. Tune in every Wednesday for new episodes of The Hotwire, a 30-minute podcast with the latest anarchist news, on-the-ground interviews, a repression roundup, political prisoner birthdays, and announcements for upcoming events. All this and more at crimethink.com.
Too hot. This town is too hot.
So we just wanted to recap the anarchist forums at the Brisbane Library.
That's at George Street on the 20th of May from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
That's Sunday. And on the next Saturday between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. there's films as well. And also I just wanted to mention quickly that Astrolabe, the guy that headbutted Tony Abbott from Tasmania, he was sentenced to jail. He's doing okay. He's doing fine in jail. People have been supporting him and they have raised about $2,000 for him. But there's also going to be hopefully some other fundraising done as well. It's a bit tricky because it actually could be classified as profiting from a crime. We're going to go out with Chumbawamba. As always, give the anarchist a cigarette.
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com, facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Cause that's as close as he's ever gonna get. Bobby just hasn't learned it yet. The times are changing, but he just forgets.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
That violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help.
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea. At first, probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy.
How can we imagine a world beyond prisons and police, borders and surveillance?
Rust Belt Abolition Radio is an abolitionist media and movement building project based in Detroit, Michigan.
Each monthly episode amplifies the voices of those impacted by mass incarceration and explores ongoing work in the movement to abolish the carceral state and racial capitalism.
Tune in to Rust Belt Abolition Radio here on the Channel Zero Network and visit www.rustbeltradio.org to learn more.